Watch out now. The Spurs are on a win streak.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's Morphin' Time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, three in a row. No, not L's, W's for your silver and black. The Spurs got another win on the season, beating the Cavs at home. We're going to discuss what happened last night in San Antonio. We're going to look at the stats, what stood out, some general eye test stuff. And then we're going to ask, why are the Spurs winning now? Yeah, winners of three in a row. But before we do all that, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen today. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Going to bring in our guest. He is back after a little bit of a hiatus, a.k.a. he has to go bowling. Rudy Composo, sweep the league. Rudy, we made sure the schedule was okay, you know, because we know you're a diva. So we got to make sure that everything was all right with your schedule, and you're back.
Yeah, I'm back, and I apologize, man. You know, bowling has been a part of my life and history for a very long time. So kind of funny you mentioned Diva. That was actually a ball that I do own in my bag called the Diva. So
get out, for real?
Yeah, it's made by DVA Bowling. It's called a DVA Diva. So yeah, I've got it in my bag, actually.
It's meant to be. By the way, everybody, Rudy's actually a really, really good bowler. I've seen video of him. You shared that on your social media. I'm impressed, Rudy. I'm impressed. I ain't going to take a bet with you, though. That's for sure. I ain't going to get a bet by you.
You got to be good at something. So I chose the world of bowling to be good at.
Can you take Homer Simpson on? Fred Flintstone?
No, I think it would probably be Homer, then Fred Flintstone, and then me. Maybe no, Al Bundy would be number one.
Oh, definitely. That's right. Make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League, and he'll be talking about his show, Sweep the League, in just a few seconds. Let's go ahead and dive into it. Rudy, once again, the Spurs beat the Cavs 112-111. You lost a lot of hair, prematurely aged, bit off all your nails. We get it. It was a nail biter at the end. Spurs moved to 9-18 on the season, 5-10 at home. And as mentioned, they're on a win streak. You know, during the game, I had texted Rudy and I was like, hey, this is going to be the rundown. You know, and this is well into the third quarter. Spurs were up big. And then Rudy texts me back, says, well, are you sure they're going to win? And Rudy, I got nervous. I did. I got nervous. I thought maybe it was just me jumping the gun. But before we get into why they almost fumbled the bag, what did you like from this win by the San Antonio Spurs?
You know, what I like to see is it comes back to the play of a couple of players. And, you know, it's Trey Jones, man. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing, the same consistency we're getting out of Trey. I like the way the team's going right now. We're seeing some good spurts. We're seeing some good play. And what I really like to see is that they're winning quarters. And yeah, the fourth quarter wasn't as good as it hasn't been in a lot of their games this year. But even at 29-27, the third quarter, they still put together three good quarters. And they've been playing some pretty good quarter basketball. It seems like if Pop has them saying, we've got to win the quarter, we've got to win each quarter, instead of looking at the whole entire game, it's about the quarters. And that's important for a young team. You got to take it each quarter at a time.
Yeah, look, we're just doing general thoughts. And my general thought is, Spurs, you still got a lot of work to do. Yes, it's a win. Yes, it goes, you know, another game in a row for a W. Great, that's great. But they're still not playing four quarters of basketball. The Spurs took it to Cleveland in that second, you know, really opened up the lead. You know, that's where they mounted. That's when I think roughly around when I texted you saying like, hey, you know, looks like they're going to win. Let's go talk about a win. And then you see them blow it in that second half. You know, you look at what the Cavs did. You mentioned winning the quarters, you know, Cavs won the third. They obviously won the fourth. But even though it's a win, Rudy, this team still needs to work on playing 48 minutes.
Yeah, they really do. And man, it's such an Achilles heel because that fourth quarter, it always seems to spell doom for them. And I don't know if it's gas, like they're just running out of gas for the fourth, but it just seems like you're right. 48 minutes is not in the books for the San Antonio Spurs. Something they've got to work on. But again, I hate to hit the horse on the head here. It's a young team. They're still trying to develop. They're still not understanding that it's a 48 minute game. It's gonna happen. They're gonna click. They're gonna come together. They're gonna make it happen pretty soon. Probably not this season, but definitely as the team continues to grow, 48 minutes will be just an entirety for them, and they'll put it together. I have no doubt. But yeah, 48 minutes is a lot to ask for this team right now.
You know, for a team, the Spurs, that didn't really have the size as Cleveland did, they were able to maintain that paint with Evan Mobley and Allen on the opposite end. The Spurs countered with Zach Collins and Bassey. Again, a game without Pirtle. Again, holding their own. I've been really impressed with Bassey over the last few games. He's been getting his time to shine because of the injury to Pirtle. Again, another yeoman's-like workman. Night for Bassey against the Cavs, Rudy.
Yeah, you know, Charles Bassey, I remember on an episode of Locked On Spurs when he was first starting out, I said, you may want to pump the brakes on him. You know, he's going to be kind of up and down all season. What makes Charles so great is if you put him next to another big who's a dominant paint big, aka Jakob Poeltl, even a guy like Zach Collins who is really good in the paint. It makes Bassey just that much better. You got to have a similar twin tower feel like a Duncan and Robinson to make Bassey more, I guess, more active. And that's what we're seeing. You know, you can see a Collins Bassey, a Pirtle Bassey type front court. It makes them tough. It really does. And that's where you're going to get the best out of Charles Bassey.
Yeah, I look at what we saw last night on the court. You know, you got several contributions. And by the way, if you thought that it was going to be Devin Vassell or Keldon Johnson, the usual suspects to lead the Spurs in scoring, actually wasn't. It was Josh Richardson. You know, he led. But you got contributions from everybody, whether it be Bassey on the boards, whether it be Josh Richardson stepping up, whether it be Zach Collins doing what he can do in the paint. You're still seeing this team play together, and that's good. Again, but the problem is you see all those stupid mistakes pop up, you know, turnover here, you know, not hustling more than the other team, as we saw in the closing of the game where Mitchell threw the ball out of Richardson's thigh to get the ball back, you know, and storage for the Cavs to, well, at that point, hopefully get a lead or tie it. But I look at this young team and I got to ask, Rudy, is it, you know what? Well, you know what? Hold that thought. Let's go and take a break. When we get back, we're going to be discussing more about last night's win over the Cavs. And I'm going to ask Rudy, is it just simply a matter of this team being healthy? Is that all it takes for this team to keep on their winning ways? Once again, we're with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League. And let's go ahead and talk to you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy, and it's very, very easy to do. So how does it work? Well, you pick 2 to 6 players, and if they go on to score more or less than their prize pick projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch. This includes NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football, men's college basketball, Eurobasket, ball, cricket, disc golf, boxing, MMA, and so much more. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less, and it's that easy. Safe and fast withdrawals, and they're currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. Here's what you got to do. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports right now. First-time users, listen in. You get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. So if you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. You deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. That simple. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100.
You know, playing with a little bit of grunt, more physicality, more purposeful movement, people being responsible for who they're guarding, taking some pride in it. And it follows through on the board. So that's what kept us in the game. And we're fortunate we made some shots tonight on top of that. But we've made shots before and not had that measure of defense and board. So it was a good all-around game. Jay Rich was, you know, fantastic defensively, offensively. Romeo did a good job on Mitchell. It's just a hell of a basketball team that they have. So we feel very good about the win. Yeah, they were good days for us because we had two practices, and then the shoot around, we used it as a practice, really. We worried that maybe we're running them down a little bit, but there's so many things that, you know, they need to go over and catch up with, especially with the guys out. Other guys have to understand what we're doing. So they did a fine job. I'm really happy for them. I think just in general, we concentrated going to the next play. Whether you just made a three-point shot or you turned it over, it doesn't matter. You got to go to the next play. And that's the mental toughness that you try to instill in the young guys. Looked good. You know, he didn't have a lot of rhythm, but he looked very confident in his body. He got up and down the court, played good D. So I think he's good.
We're back with Rudy Copples right here on Locked On Spurs. He is with Sweep the League, and he'll be telling you all about his show momentarily. So right before the break, I asked you, Rudy, is it just simply a matter of getting this team healthy? And then perhaps we won't be seeing those extended losing streaks as we saw recently with them rattling off 11 L's. Is it just that simple, Rudy?
I believe it is. I mean, a healthy team is always going to be a problem for anybody in the league, especially when you got all your starters healthy. You know, not having Jakob Poeltl, who's probably the majority of the heart and soul of this team. He's a real leader on this team. Really good veteran to have. It really does not help them at all. But when you've got a healthy team, Jeff, I mean, you're talking about the chemistry is there. You're talking about a team that's been there since day one. You know, everybody just gets so accustomed to each other. It's so easy for them to work, you know, and cohesive as a team. I think health is a major, major factor. I'm saying that the San Antonio Spurs were healthy. They probably do have a few more wins. We saw what they could do as a healthy team earlier in the season. So, yeah, health plays a big part of it.
Yeah, Poeltl still out. Sochan came back last night for the first time in a while. You know, Devin Vassell has been in and out. He's back. And Keldon Johnson almost was a scratch with the stomach illness. But it could come down to that. We'll talk about more of that, about that topic in just a few minutes. Let's look at the box score from last night. One thing that jumps out for me is that paint battle. Again, the Spurs on paper seem to not have the advantages. The Cavs, you know, with Mobley and Allen there, but the Spurs held their own. 56-52, Cavs win that, but the Spurs were able to get in the paint. What stood out for you when you look at the box score?
You know, I'm going to kind of, not a curveball so much, but I'm going to kind of talk a little bit of a broader statement. Don't let the score fool you. 112-111. Yes, it was really, really close. The fourth quarter was really dominant for the Cavs. But if you look at the Spurs, they pretty much won every statistical category against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. The one thing that stood out to me was they out-rebounded the Cavs. And that's saying a lot when you've got a Cavs team with Kevin Love, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen. You out-rebound that team, you deserve to win. You shoot 33% from three-point line compared to their 21%. You deserve to win. They did enough to win last night. They almost lost the game at the end. Mm-hmm. But the statistics overall for the San Antonio Spurs, they pretty much beat the Cavs at every part of the game. And right, that's very impressive considering they were out with some players last night.
Yeah, and they shot the three ball, or they made the three ball, I should say, a little bit more than the Cavs did. They connected on 9, while the Cavs made 5. So, you know, good to see that fall. Other interesting thing, too, is that heading into last night's game against the Cavs, I believe the Spurs were out-rebounding teams already 2 games in a row. So you saw that starting to have an uptick already, and we saw that again, 46-44 rebounding edge to San Antonio. One of the things that stood out for me, 6 turnovers for the game. That's huge for this young team, isn't it, Rudy?
Very huge, man. That is so, so huge. I mean, think about it. The lower you keep your turnovers, the absolute better. I mean, it means you're not giving the opportunity for other teams to score in the basket, get easy fast breaks, anything like that. So, yeah, if you can keep the turnovers low, you're going to see your win totals go up.
Yeah, it definitely. And we talked about the contributions from everybody. You know, again, Josh Richardson led the squad with 24 points on the night. But you saw other players chip in as well, whether that be Devin Vassell off the bench. I want to get your thoughts on that in a little while. Yeah. But he came off the bench with 16 points in 28 minutes. You also had Keldon Johnson with 21 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and the game-saving block, if you will, on the Cavs late in the game. Trey Jones, 15 points and 5 assists, 3 turnovers. He was 6 for 11. I'm surprised that Rudy Coppels is praising a Dookie. I blink twice if you're in danger, Rudy. What's going on here?
Man, you always seem to catch me on the Trey Jones good games, and I have to commend a Dookie, which everybody knows I'm a Tar Heel diehard. But yeah, dude, Trey's just the stat stuffer, like we continue to say. He's continuing to prove why he should be the starting point guard for the San Antonio Spurs. Again, not a long-term point guard that's going to be a starter, but he's definitely getting the job done, continues to really, really show out. 4 rebounds is huge, man. He continues to rebound the ball, just keep putting up stats. I mean, he kind of turnovers are up a little bit, but what he does, he makes up for it still. He had 2 steals last night. So, Trey Jones, continue to do what you do. I'll continue to praise you as much as it breaks my heart.
Zach Collins in 28 minutes with 10 rebounds and 9 points, just 2 turnovers, and he went 4 for 7 from the field. Who else has stood out for you when you look at the box score? As far as an individual performance?
You know, individual-wise, I was looking at it. You did mention Richardson at 24 points. I mean, that was great right there. But what I really was...
Off the bench, no less.
Yeah, off the bench. But what I was really like was, Isaiah Roby in the 15 minutes. He was a starter tonight. 9 points, 3 boards. I mean, it doesn't scream anything, but that's very important because Isaiah Roby is one of those young guys who, once he gets his motor turning, we've seen him in the past. He's been able to put up some pretty good games for OKC when he was playing with them. I think he could be a missing piece, especially if Pop keeps him in the starting lineup. I think he can actually put up some pretty decent numbers. Decent stat line, 9 points, 3 rebounds, in only 15 minutes. I think he used to get about 25, 26 minutes. You could see an uptick in a lot of those stats.
Yeah. Overall, you know, a really good performance, but you don't want to be that, you know, rain on the parade, but they still got to clean it up. They cannot play the way they did to close the game. We've seen this before. We saw that against Cleveland last night. You know, luckily the Spurs hung on. We saw that in Oklahoma City. That was a disastrous game. Wasn't there a recent game too where they nearly blew it again and they hung on to win? I forget what Jordan was, but they're still showing those signs of development they still need to go through, you know, closing out games, playing the right way, and whatnot. But, you know, I mentioned to Vassell earlier, ahead of the game, get your thoughts on this. Popovich was asked if, at this point of the season, has any player emerged as kind of like the go-to guy in clutch situations? And he said no, that the team hasn't been in those situations before, or at least a lot this season. But Devin Vassell has shown that he wants the ball, that he loves to, you know, take that final shot. What do you think? Is Vassell kind of becoming that guy, that go-to guy in tight situations?
I think we saw it earlier in the year that Devin is going to be that guy. Out of the two guys that we've ever talked about in the offseason, being Keldon and Devin, Devin was the guy that I think I mentioned a whole lot, saying he's going to take that next step. He's going to be the leader for this team. He's going to be that two-way player that a lot of people were expecting him to be. And, you know, Keldon is definitely proving that he's probably one, if not the guy on the team. Overall, it's going to be Devin at the end. I mean, Devin shows that he can get his shot. He's able to get his shot off quicker than Keldon is. And that's so important because he can come off the dribble. He can work his way in the paint. He can get to the rim. Something that Keldon is still trying to develop. And I think Devin is going to be that guy. Just going to be a little more time. But, before I go on, I do want to talk about the whole Devin on the bench thing. I don't know if you got a commercial break coming up, but I do.
We do. So why don't you hold? Yeah. Hold that. Hold your thoughts. Good timing there, Rudy. Once again, we're here with Rudy Coppels on Locked On Spurs, discussing last night's win over the Cavs and a little deep dive into Vassell coming off the bench. Once again, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen today. Second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today, from the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports. Locked On Sports is available on this app, wherever you get podcasts, and on YouTube. And I want to talk to you about Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball to World Cup. They got it all over at betonline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you can find those as well over at Bet Online. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting information. I go there whenever I look at future props, whether it be from the NBA or just the Spurs. Do any of the young Bucks have a shot at becoming that rookie of the year? What about Pop? Is he in the mix for coach of the year? You can find all information over at Bet Online. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to go learn more over at Bet Online. Why? Because that's where the game starts. And we're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs, who took over the show in the last segment because he wants to talk about Vassell coming off the bench. So what are your thoughts on that? Good move or bad move?
I don't want to sound, you know, dumb on this thing, but that's a fantastic move. That's a great move by Pop. And it shows that past Spurs teams that were very victorious and had a lot of success had a really good bench, and it had a really good player coming off the bench, a la Manu Ginobili. I mean, their bench was what, you know, was able to win them games. And I'd like to see Devin come off, even though Devin, in my opinion, is that next big guy for the Spurs who's taking the leap, who's going to be that leader. Right now, having him come off the bench is kind of motivating for that second unit. It gives them a scorer. It gives them a guy who can create, who can come off the dribble. He can run off screens. He can be that guy that kind of spells Keldon in that starting five. So I love the move by Pop. I don't think it's going to stay the entire season. But if it does, I am definitely not mad at that at all. Kudos for the coaches that have to do that. I don't know if it's kind of just to work his way back into the games, coming back from the time that he was out. But if it's something that they're really playing with and they're considering, I'm all for it, 100%.
Oh, which leads us to our next topic. And we're going to be looking ahead at the Spurs calendar. Now, I know, Rudy, I told you we're going to be talking about something else. But in fairness, we did look ahead at the games when the Spurs won the losing streak. When will the losing streak end? Now I'm going to ask you when the winning streak is going to end. So a little curveball for you. Shouldn't take much time. Let's go look at the Spurs' next four games. So, Rudy, here we go. Spurs will next host the Blazers tomorrow night. Win or loss?
Oh, man.
No, I'm going to
say... I'm going to say a win.
Okay.
I'm going to say a win. I like the way that they are playing right now. I think that they're going to win that game. I think that's going to be the game where they're going to get a W.
Yeah, the Blazers have kind of been up and down. They beat the Pacers on December 4th. Then they lost to the Nuggets just by 1 point. So they're 1-1 right there. Then they beat the T-Wolves the next night. So that's, 2-1. And then, as of this recording, they were winning against the Timberwolves again last night. So, depending on that outcome. So, they kind of been a little up and down, maybe a little bit more up than down. So, of course, there's Dame Lillard. But I'm going to go against that. I think the Spurs get an L. Jeremy Grant, Dame Lillard may prove a little bit tougher to deal with than maybe a Cavs team that started off hot for the season, but has kind of come down a little bit to earth. So let's just say that the Spurs do beat the Blazers. We'll go with Rudy's prediction. Mm-hmm. Heat, Spurs, this one in Mexico City. Win or loss?
Yeah, this is where I think the winning streak ends for the San Antonio mm-hmm. Spurs. I actually picked the Heat to win this game. The Spurs, you know, ended up beating the Heat recently, but... Miami's just, I know they're really not playing to their best ball right now, but Spoelstra's got them, you know, he's going to get them ready for this game, especially since the Spurs just played Miami. They're a really good team that bounces back real quick. So I expect the Heat to beat the Spurs in Mexico City, and it might be a bad game, like if you were to drink the water in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard that in a long time. The water in Mexico. Please don't make do that as kids or ever to bring that up. Yeah, I think that'll probably be a loss for this team. But so let's just do a recap here. So you got the Spurs beating the Blazers. So you're 1-0, and I'm 0-1. Then you say the Spurs lose against the Heat. Mm-hmm. And so you're 1-1. And I'm 0-2 then. So, Spurs, 0-2. So we'll see what this tiebreaker is. So after Mexico City, they come back home. They go to Houston.
Yeah.
Spurs at Rockets. And I think that was the game where they nearly blew it again, the Spurs. How do you think about that game?
I'm so sorry, you know, Spurs fans, but this Rockets team can be pretty exciting, especially at home. They've had some pretty big wins at home. I think that you're going to see 0-2 after this Rockets game.
Wow. So you got them going 1-2, though.
Yeah, as of right now, 1-2.
Okay, so we're going to look in the next three. So I got the L against the Blazers, an L against the Heat. Woohoo, Rockets. I think, I'm going to go L. Then they go 0-3 in the next.
It's something about this game, right? It's like, yeah.
It's like right there. You can go either way, but I'm going to give Rockets the edge just because they're at home. But those are the next three games and our predictions. But it's time for Rudy to brag about his show, Sweep the League. Tell us why everybody should be tuning in to Sweep the League.
Well, you've got to tune in to Sweep the League. And we talk about a lot of football, especially Cowboys, as much as I don't like talking about them. I had to end up giving them props on last night's show. So it hurts me like talking about Duke players, saying good things about them. But we did talk about Cowboys, talk about NBA and everything in life, man. So Jeff's been a part of it. And I guarantee you we're not a bad show. We're a great show. I've seen bad before and recently bad haircuts. So we're not that bad at all. We're very good. So come and join the fun whenever you get a chance. Every single week we release an episode.
Absolutely. Another reason for you to follow Rudy on Twitter as well, at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, the Ken's 5 Plus app, the YouTube page, the Odyssey app. The list goes on and on. Same thing for Lockdown Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Again, that should be your second listen of the day. So for Rudy Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.